All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow, straight gate path that you help by plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. His truth is everlasting. So always worship him, always keep him first, always thank him and trust in him through every obstacle, every situation you're going through. Amen. Most definitely welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. All the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to all the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his name's sake. Stay steadfast and firm. We are with you. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new believers out there, all the brand new creatures in Christ. If you have repented, God bless you. If you have gotten baptized, God bless you. And if you are a new creature in Christ as well, God bless you as well on your journey. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Amen. Most definitely. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you gotta do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, prayed up, watchful, all those great, amazing things. Let us be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water with the word. Let us keep our lamp in oil. Let us stay on our purpose, our calling for the Most High. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, handle that, people. Most definitely keep it all together for him in these times that we're in, people. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, keep the gospel, keep all of God's word, amen, and apply it to your life and share it with others, amen. Keep doing the Great Commission, keep spreading the gospel, and just keep bearing good fruit out here, okay? Now, today's message, what I love to do is go through today's Bible reading, go through the recommended reading scriptures, and read a commentary. And then from there, I will close out with a prayer, I will close out with a priestly blessing, and I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading is Nahum chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. The recommended reading scriptures is Psalm 91, verses 1 through 7, the book of Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13, the book of Lamentations chapter 3, verses 31 through 32, and also the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. The title of this commentary is Hold On Tightly and Trust. It seems as though every time a natural disaster occurs, a religious leader somewhere quickly informs the world that it represents a punishment from God. It happened in September 2005 when Hurricane Katrina devastated the coast of Mississippi and flooded, among other areas, the town of New Orleans, Louisiana. We can't really claim to know why disasters, natural or otherwise, happen. Certainly, none of us knows the mind of God so well that we can give a definite reason for why Hurricane Katrina occurred, any more than we could say for sure why a 3-year-old child named Katrina dies from brain cancer. In fact, we need to be careful not to connect the dots too quickly when we observe how God acts here on earth. In the heavenly realm, the quickest way to move from point A to point B might not be in a straight line. However, we can be certain of the geometry when it comes to our historical analysis of Nineveh. Just as Nahum predicted, the city was utterly decimated. In the years since Jonah had preached there, the Ninevites had rejected God. Assyria, represented here by its capital city, had returned to being one of the cruelest, vilest, and most idolatrous nations in the world. God destroyed the city by fire and by flood, and the Babylonians and the Medes slaughtered anyone who tried to flee. Judah could rest easier after the demise of the atrocities brutal Ninevites. Finally, the punisher had been punished, and God used Nahum to make that message perfectly clear. God didn't require any guesswork about another message. He cares for those who trust in him. God loved the people of Judah and promised to avenge their enemies. It took him a while to do so because God also cared for the Ninevites and wanted to give them time to repent. However, we may be sure that God won't leave the guilty unpunished. Hold tightly to that thought when the storms of life blow through. Don't despair when despair surrounds you. God, your refuge, remains firmly in control. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Who do you identify as your enemies? What steps can you take to cultivate a heart that cares for your enemies in the same way God loves and cares for both you and them? What are some tangible ways you demonstrate your trust in God during troubled times? Amen, people. Remember the Messiah said, pray for your enemies, do good to those, and love them, right? And also, we know that the Most High makes it rain on the just and the unjust, okay? So, always be mindful of those things, and let's not lean on our own understanding, amen? So, that is the commentary. What I love to do is I close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. So, here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. Praise Him. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord Almighty, most definitely. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding His blood for all of us. Yes, He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate. Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty, true living God. Praise Him. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, Eternal Life, Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the First Born from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am that I Am, the I Am who I Am, the Great I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is a King of Israel. Amen. He is a King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my shelter, my safety, my song, my salvation, my redeemer, our provider, always our defense. Praise him. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahawashai Yahweh Be Yahweh Yahai Yeshai Yeshua Hamashiach Barakatha Shalom Shalom Yeshua Elohim Yehoshua Yehosha Ahai Yeshaya Adonai Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of heavenly lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists, believe in him, trust in him, know that what he could do for you. Abide in him and abide in his word. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name and it shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know for sure that our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. Our faith has blessed us. We are justified by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know for sure that the Most High will always look out for us in all of our situations, no matter how crazy things look. Amen. Our faith is how we overcome the world. Amen. We do everything by faith on this side, most definitely. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rule of God's creation, the rule of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, Son of the blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth, amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word, most definitely. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. He is the everlasting king. He is the sinless high priest. He's the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is the way everlasting. Amen. Most definitely. Prayers up to all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless. Prayers up to the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for all the sojourners, the strangers, the pilgrims, the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life. Prayers up for the children, the babies, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, young men, young women, middle-aged people, senior citizens. Prayers up for the elders. Prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widow people, parents, single parents. Prayers for everybody in all their conditions. Amen. Let us repent and get baptized. Let us circumcise our hearts before the Lord our God. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God. Let us forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us as well. Let us keep spreading the gospel. Keep doing Father's will forever. Stay strong, people, all right? Write a copy of the Torah and apply the law, statute, commandments in your life. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you.